Any particular complications, long-term complications that you kind of thought about you'd like to take a look at?
Currently, I've been looking at bisphosphonate use, so generally looking at rates of bisphosphonate use, who's receiving bisphosphonates, and potentially we're considering looking at some of the toxicities of bisphosphonate use. They're a little harder to tease out in the Medicare database because they don't have specific billing codes, but it would be another way to look at new toxicities such as osteonecrosis of the jaw.
What do we know right now about that?
I think overall it's a very low incidence, especially compared to the benefit that we're getting by using bisphosphonates in patients. But it's become a real concern of patients too. I mean, I have a lot of patients who bring this up as a topic and are very concerned about using any kind of bisphosphonate because of concerns of osteonecrosis of the jaw. I think that using the big database to capture that kind of information would be really useful, though, because we don't have a way of tracking all our individual patients to follow this. A lot of patients come for treatment and go home to their general doctor afterwards and don't necessarily return to the oncology world.